It's high noon in New York and time for Kate Smith. Here she is.
Hello, everybody. You know, there must be something in the air of pioneer land that makes people energetic. Everybody in Alaska, for instance, has a sideline. Don Goodman, an executive of Alaska Airlines, is one example. After leaving his office, he may be seen in working clothes driving a bulldozer out to some construction project where he digs basements, levels roads, clears land, or what have you. And Ben Edwards, traffic manager for the same airline's company, builds houses on the side. Right now, he's constructing 10 new homes to help ease the housing shortage in Anchorage.
They certainly are busy people, those Alaskans, aren't they?
They certainly are.
I heard a prominent baker, a banker rather, operates a beauty salon on the side.
That's right.
And the manager of a nightclub has a junkyard. I don't know whether it means the nightclub is a junkyard, but anyway, it says he has a junkyard. Those 20 hours of a daylight during the summer months gives Alaskans time to engage in many activities besides their regular means of livelihood. Homesteading, trapping, fishing, prospecting, and mining are all very tempting occupations. And I understand the publisher of a newspaper up there drives a bus on a night schedule from Anchorage to Palmer.
Well, it looks as though folks are getting things done up there in the land of the midnight sun. Now, if the folks in this country would just follow their example, we might have some of that badly needed volume production, which we've all been waiting and hearing about for so long in this post-war world of ours. Now, here's an item about an ex-cowpuncher who has given himself 12 years to push a wheelbarrow around the world.
Now, why does a guy want to push a wheelbarrow around the world, Kate?
I don't know. Maybe he just wants to prove that he's full of energy.
Well, I don't know. It's sort of a life is swell when you keep well gesture, huh? And that brings us right into the post 40% Bran Flakes story.
Which, of course, is what we wanted to talk about all the time anyway. Because post Bran Flakes is an ounce of prevention that adds bran for bulk to your daily diet. And what a delicious tasting cereal it is, too.
Well, every serving also gives you 3 extra benefits as an important help in keeping fit. So whenever you buy Bran Flakes or whenever you buy Raisin Bran, always ask by name for Post in the new Fresh Protector package. And only Post cereals come to you oven crisp in that Fresh Protector package.
Well, science has been applying itself once again to the happiness of the American household. A crop of new gadgets have appeared. And one of the best and simplest, I think, is a new table cover made of a thin plastic that's so transparent you can hardly see it. You spread the cover over your table after you've put on your best linen cloth, and all the food stains can be wiped off without ever coming in contact with the fine linen. This plastic cover, by the way, is very soft and very pliable. It'll drape over the corners of your table like a real cloth. And any housewife who's washed an iron tablecloth hundreds of times in the course of the past years will certainly appreciate this plastic cover.
Yes, science has also come forward recently with a gadget that appeals to me, Kate.
Is that so? Which one is that?
No more need for stumbling in the dark and fumbling for that elusive light switch. A new lighted wall switch plate has a pinpoint glow lamp, permanently sealed into its plastic case.
Well, now, isn't that unique?
Now, you see, when the light in the room is turned off, the light in the switch goes on automatically, and the other way around. The small light works only when every other bulb in the room has been extinguished.
Well, I think that's a fine idea, Ted. I suppose you'll be having something like that installed in your new summer home up here, right?
I certainly will. That is, when they loosen up on the materials and I can go ahead with the building. Yeah, I'm going to have myself quite a nice little place if all my plans on paper materialize.
Oh, well, I'm sure eventually they will. And despite all the headaches that you're having now, it's a grand experience working on a place of your own. And now suppose you tell us what's new.
The Big Four get together tomorrow in an effort to halt the political sniping at the Paris Peace Conference. And as a prelude, the United States has advised Russia to stop suspecting the aims of other nations. Russia, you know, has charged the British Commonwealth delegation with seeking to undermine the conference. American delegate Willard Thorpe says that this isn't so, declaring that the Soviet charges are out of order. It's understood that the Big Four meeting will be held tomorrow afternoon. Meantime, the United Nations Security Council has held its first meeting in their new headquarters. The members got together in a reconverted war plant at Lake Success. That's right outside of New York City. It's possible that there soon will be fireworks at that council session on the question of new UN members, because 9 nations are seeking entry. And speaking about squabbles, there's a hot one going on right now between OPA and the Agriculture Department over livestock ceilings. So it's possible that the dispute will be dumped right into the lap of President Truman. A high government source says Reconversion Director Steelman doesn't want to make a decision in the case, and instead he intends to telephone the president in Bermuda for a decision unless the dispute is ironed out. Now, OPA wants meat and livestock ceilings rolled back as near to June 30th levels as possible. But the Agriculture Department thinks that livestock prices should be a dollar or two over the June 30th level. If you're one of these people who thinks that the nation's transportation crisis ended with a war, you're all wrong. Government agencies now are trying hard to head off the worst transportation situation in our history. They're trying to get 120,000 more railroad cars rolling and about 40,000 new ones built. They're also asking that some freight be diverted to ships. It seems that the railroads are handling more freight now than before the war, and they only have two-thirds of the equipment necessary. And here's some good news for the veterans. Veterans eligible for free automobiles will be able to get application blanks within the next 2 weeks, so says the Veterans Administration. Now, as you may know, Congress has voted $30 million to provide automobiles or other conveyances to veterans who lost or lost the use of one or both legs at or above the ankle. This has been talked about for a long time, and it certainly is good news, if true, that the kids will be able to get their application blanks within the next 2 weeks. If you're one of those people who are a little bit short on sugar, spare stamp number 51 will be good for 5 pounds of sugar on September the 1st. The new stamp remains valid until December the 31st, and spare stamp number 49 continues good through September 30th. And that, at the moment, is what's new. Before we go any further, Miss Smith, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you leave lights on your boathouse at night?
You mean here at the lake?
Why, certainly.
Of course I have 2 lights on the front of the house, and I leave them on every night. I leave them on all night long. Why do you ask?
Well, the reason I ask, I was out fishing last night down at the end of this beautiful lake, Placid, and I got myself caught in a fog that was about 10 feet high, and these people around here, no one leaves a light on their boathouse.
You mean down the other end of the lake?
That's where I was, and I wound up, oh, Lord, I was about 3 miles out of my way. I've been bragging too much, you know. I said that I could find my way around this lake in any kind of a fog.
Well, I certainly think that folks ought to leave a light on. If it's only one little 15-watt bulb, they could leave it on their boathouse.
Costs them about 2 cents a night, and all you hear about is they're going to the Riviera next spring or something, or they're covering the continent. But why don't you speak to your neighbors and ask them for a little glow out there for the poor old lost fisherman who might get lost around.
Well, not only the fisherman. I think it's a guide to everyone who's on the lake coming home at night from over town or any place. It certainly gives people a chance to find their way home coming down the lake. After all, if they can have a light on the shoreline, that helps guide them through certain straits and bodies of water.
I think you ought to pay just a little visit to your neighbors and ask them to turn on their lights.
Well, I certainly am going to speak to the Shore Owners Association about it and see
what
they'll
do.
Maybe they can pass a law that will people do that.
Yeah, maybe they can.
It doesn't
cost
very much, as you say.
Well, you know, speaking of people, have you noticed lately that people are getting to be very rude?
Rude?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know exactly how you mean.
Well, I mean, for instance, somebody wants to know the time. They don't say to you, will you please tell me what time it is? They say, what time is it? And you, like a dope, you go ahead and you look at your watch and you say 2:15, and they turn away and they walk away and they don't even say thank you.
Don't even say thank you?
No, and you know, I made up my mind that in the future, when somebody asks me for the time or asks me for some information and they don't say please, I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to tell them the wrong thing.
Oh, no, Ted. After all, two wrongs don't make a right, you know.
Look, you keep on doing the good thing when people do the wrong things, but when people do the wrong things with me and they're not courteous, I'm going to be discourteous, too.
Well, I'm not going to agree with you, and I'm going to change the subject. I'm going to just continue the way I've been doing.
You go right ahead.
You know, according to the latest report, Ted, we're going to have a bumper crop of weddings this year with more than 1 million brides in all.
Well, that means a lot of new homes and a lot of new cooks.
Mm-hmm. At least the girls don't have to worry about cooking breakfast cereals. Not when Post new Fresh Protector Package keeps delicious, ready-to-serve Post Bran Flakes so fresh. Post Bran Flakes have all that right from the toasting oven goodness that means extra flavor.
And every serving gives you 3 extra keep-fit benefits, too. Now, first, Bran Flakes is an ounce of prevention that adds bran for bulk to your daily diet. And second, this delicious cereal supplies valuable whole grain nourishment, including B vitamins, and it provides minerals like iron and phosphorus. So whenever you buy Bran Flakes or whenever you buy Raisin Bran, always ask by name for Posts.
What's the use of wishing? I heard a woman remark the other day. Wishing won't make it so. And you know, my mind traveled back to another day and another woman and a wish. It was a day in June, a warm, sunny day, when most folks were out swimming or riding around in their cars. But the woman I speak of was middle-aged. She was dressed in a faded house dress, partly covered by an equally faded gingham apron. Her sleeves were rolled up above the elbows, and her arms and hands were plunged deep into a tub of soap suds. Her face was flushed and shining, and she had a compelling look in her Irish blue eyes as she made her wish. "I wish," she said impetuously, "that I could get hold of a washing machine." She needed one. There was no doubt about that, for her backyard blossomed with clotheslines full of gay summer clothes of a dozen families. She was no struggling heroine of a romantic novel, no artist striving for recognition. She was, as she admitted quite frankly and without shame, a washwoman. She had no talent for anything else, she told me, but she did have a burning desire to own the little frame house which she had rented a couple of years before. And she said emphatically, "I'm going to pay off the $700 mortgage this summer, if the good Lord gives me strength, and I'm sure he will." It was about the middle of July when I stopped by again to see her. Surrounded by all the clothes that belonged to others, she looked up and smiled. "How are you?" I asked, and she said heartily, "Oh, I'm just fine, Kate. I got my washing machine. It's a second-hand one, but it's good." "What you need now is a mangler," I suggested. "Yes," she said, "I wish I had a mangler. I guess one will be coming along one of these days." Well, the other day I stopped again at the little white house with its strings of clean clothes fluttering on the lines in the morning sun, and once more I saw the washwoman, sleeves still rolled high, and that beaming Irish smile still lighted her ruddy face. "I got my mangler," she yelled to me triumphantly. "One of the people I wash for found an old one in their garage. It sure does save me a lot of time." And I said, "What about that mortgage? Need any help?" "No," she said proudly. "We want to take care of that ourselves. Both my boys are working in the grocery store now, and we're just doing fine." What's the use of wishing? Wishing won't make it so. That's what the other woman had said the other evening. I wonder if she knows exactly what a real wish is. A real wish, a yearning toward a dream, means more than the mouthing of a few words. A real wish means struggle and work and elbow grease, day in, day out, week in and week out. It means faith that what is needed will come to you. It means working without it until it arrives. It means toiling when other folks are playing. It means the kind of determination and concentration that will not recognize defeat. The next time you think you want something badly, you might let your thoughts stray for a moment to a washwoman in a little town who wished for a washing machine and a mangler and kept on working. A woman who, I am sure, when the 1st of October comes along, will have attained the summer goal she set for herself and will be able to look proudly at the roof over her head and say, "Well, this is my house. I earned it with my own two hands." Yes, think of her, and then make your earnest wish, and then go to work and make your wish come true. Thanks for listening, and goodbye, folks.
This is Ted Collins inviting you to join us again tomorrow when Kate Smith speaks.